We're going to wrap up our program with an interesting conversation about a film that is screening at the Dock Edge Documentary Festival. It gets underway. We'll get a screening tomorrow night in Ototahi. Now, the documentary is called Kaiutawa Kotawa Koa, and we've all heard that saying, I am the river, and the river is me. Now, a guardian of the Whanganui River is Ned Tupper, and he was part of the filming of this amazing and very scenic look into his beloved awa. He's with us for a kōrero about the documentary. Thanks for joining us, Ned. Ko Dale, tēnā. It's great to have you on the program. Kia ora. Look, I know that you took a group of whānau and visitors on a trip onto the river. I mean, for anyone who does that, it's a life-changing experience. But I see the cameras were there, and it's a very intimate look at the love you have for your awa. What did you enjoy most about being part of the filmmaking process, and now that it's a documentary to be shared more widely, not just in NZ, but across the world, Ned?
Yeah, well, it's personally, myself and my horn, my friends that came down, we were sort of voluntold to do this by our kaumātua. So every opportunity, of course, that we have, we like to get on our awa anyway, because you know, the words say, I am the river is me. So it was another journey for us, but a different one, of course, as you can see, if you've seen a part of the trailer, that we were all jammed into our canoes, and the cameraman, the soundman, and everyone else had to be involved actually with it. You couldn't usually the cameraman and the soundman all hiding at the back and you can't see them, but on this one everyone was part of the journey, so I suppose that's the special part of it. They were all from all parts of the world, really, so it was an awesome experience for that. We weren't expecting such a wide I'd say we're pretty humble people, and we take the opportunity, of course, to share what we have, but where this is going, or the tale that's actually starting to grow from it, is quite wide, quite long.
Well,
to share, and at the end of the day, it's sharing with our own people in Aotearoa, and sharing with the world that, you know, if we can do this, then together you can do that, and it's about looking after papa at the end of the day.
Tēnā koe, the producers of the documentary from Norway and the Netherlands, there is a lot of intrigue, isn't there, mate, about the way that the river has been afforded a personal legal identity that's quite innovative globally, and I suppose piqued the interest of those who made the documentary, Nair.
Yes, so for and Peter Holm, who come from the Netherlands, you know, about 4 or 5 years ago now, you know, saw this happening over in their land, and they thought, wow, this would be interesting to look at. So they've actually just sort of jumped on a plane and came over to Whanganui, and knowing nobody, they've found somebody, and then that somebody put them onto our kaumātua, and then our kaumātua put them onto myself and others. And it's just sort of, it just worked out from there. Nothing was really planned, eh? It was all by chance that everything came together. And then we met, an Australian artist who was just sort of travelling the Whanganui River Road and somehow got in touch. They got in touch with us and we got talking. And then next minute we've got an elder from the Murray River coming over that we'd never met, never talked to really, and then he's on our river, sharing his stories about his river and the plights and the battles of their people that are still happening today, you know, in Australia, things that we all know about. But he has certainly added, a different perspective, I suppose, on the documentary. But the people who actually started it, it's just fallen together from complete strangers to friends.
I think it's amazing. I'm looking forward to seeing the documentary, Ned. You're described yourself as an activist. You can be an activist in many different ways. This documentary could serve a very positive purpose, affording more respect to our natural taonga. And I see that You describe it as being filled with beautiful meditative images of the breathtaking nature. If you sit and listen, writes Ned, you'll hear the country singing all together, intertwined in harmony, in sync. It's a beautiful little phrase that you've put together there, huh?
Oh, well, look, we all lead busy lives and we all get stuck in the cities, you know, we're all trying to survive and trying to live, and then, you know, we have to take that time to go back to our beginnings and to remind ourselves that, you know, not all the money in the world can buy us all the happiness that we may be looking for. And one of the things that the documentary, look, we've been paddling our river for a long time, you know, our people before us, our grandparents, like most of us, all connected to water somewhere, because we all have a river that we refer to, a mountain people. But the documentary, and I suppose the professionalism of the actually film crew showed us a lot more than what we've ever seen. So when we paddle the river, you know, we see the water, we see the rapids, we see the cliffs beside us in the Ngāhere. But some of those scenes when they put the drones up into the air, we actually saw the Ngāhere in its full beauty. It was like, that was the most touching part for all of us, is to be able to see those things that we've never seen before. We're part of it, but never seen it.
Well, I think it's magic. Really nice having a brief kōrero with you. Sorry, it can't be a little bit longer there, Ned, but thanks for your willingness to tautoko others to experience the magic of your awa. And now that it's sort of immortalised in this documentary that screens tomorrow night in Ōtautahi, and also on the 28th of this month, on the 3rd of next month in Te Whangarui Atara, the 4th here in Tamaki, and online in the virtual cinemas from the 15th to the 31st of next month. Ned Tupper joining us to speak of Ko Tāua, Ko Tāua, Ko Au. Lovely to catch up with you, Ned. Thanks very much.